In, I think it's 2 Samuel 18, where I happen to be reading this morning, David is mustering his men to go out against Absalom, who has betrayed him desperately. And the king wants to go with them. But in verse 3, the men say, "You mustn't go with us. If we are forced to flee, they won't care about us. Even if half of us die, they won't care. But you are worth 10,000 of us. It will be better now for you to give us support from the city." The point that I want to make here is that God has his generals. And those generals are not seen on the battlefield itself, because one general is worth 10,000 men. If you lose your general, you've lost your war. So those generals spend their time in the throne room asking for the Lord's strategy and directing the course of the war from that place. All of us are foot soldiers. Not all of us are generals. And a general must work his way up the ranks. He must have seen some battles and fought some and lost some to get those pips on his shoulder. So if you aspire to be God's general, you have got to expect to have battles. In fact, you've got to relish them and you've got to win them. And the first one will be that battle against yourself, because you can't take ground from the enemy if he's got ground in you. So how are you doing this morning?